This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. Pierce County has a new medical examiner. Dr. Mark Fajardo is expected to start work at the end of February and, like his predecessor, will be the county's highest paid employee. Fajardo's selection comes after a lot of turbulence for the medical examiner's office in Pierce County. KNKX's Kari Ploeg broke this story earlier today at KNKX.org and joins me now. Kari, we'll get to what led up to this in a minute, but first, let's talk a little bit about the new medical examiner. Where does Dr. Fajardo come from, and how much will he earn?
Sure. So he comes from Riverside County in Southern California. He's currently serving as the chief forensic pathologist in the Consolidated Coroner Sheriff's Office. It's a joint office in Southern California. And he previously served before that as the so-called coroner to the stars, leading LA County's medical examiner's office. The county, in its offer letter, which I obtained, is going to pay him $325,000, which is actually significantly more than his predecessor.
Yeah, so that makes him the highest paid employee on the county payroll. Why is that role paid so much money?
So in Pierce County's case, they actually increased the salary to entice a qualified candidate pool. Currently, nationwide, there's a pretty big shortage of forensic pathologists, and all of these open positions are kind of competing for the same small pool of candidates. And it was part of what the county is calling a targeted and expedited nationwide recruiting effort.
Let's talk about why Pierce County was looking for a new medical examiner in the first place. The current medical examiner, Dr. Thomas Clark, announced his retirement a couple months ago, and his office had been under some pretty serious scrutiny. What was going on?
Yeah, so Clark announced his intent to retire in 2020 amid a pretty complicated set of settlements that were negotiated between him, his second in command, and county officials. Those settlements were the direct result of a year of mounting complaints regarding alleged misconduct by Clark. And it all started with a whistleblower complaint from Dr. Megan Quinn, who is his second in command, that she filed about a year ago. Filling Megan Quinn's position is going to be among Dr. Fajardo's top priorities when he begins work in Pierce County.
Yeah, because she's also no longer with the office. The medical examiner in any place is tasked with conducting death investigations, and it is a job that really matters to families, to police who are investigating deaths, and a whole bunch of others. There's a lot of emotional freight with the job, I would imagine. It's already kind of a big deal. But when Dr. Fajardo comes in, it seems like he'll also have to work to kind of get this office back on track a little bit.
Right. So the county recently approved a new budget, its first biennial budget, that allocates nearly $2 million in new spending. And that's going to account for six new full-time positions in the office. County Executive Bruce Dammeyer has said that those changes were directly aimed at remaking that office after what he has called a difficult chapter. And my sources say that the county is also considering hiring a third forensic pathologist in addition to the two that are already on the books to alleviate the autopsy workload. That will actually help the new chief, who's coming in February, to make more space to deal directly with family members of decedents, which is something that Dr. Clark, his predecessor, had come under fire for as part of those mounting complaints.
KNKX's Kari Ploeg reporting this afternoon. Kari, thank you so much.
Thanks.
You can see Kari's in-depth story on our website, knkx.org.